Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you at the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And we're talking about Poke Princess, or the artist formerly known as Poke Princess, because now she's called Digital Princess, and we really underestimated to the extent her lawyer let her get railed by Nintendo. She says, I notice also that this article continually refers to her as Poke Princess, despite how she changed her name to Digital Princess.
Huh.
So it goes on to say, Poke Princess believes that she may have gotten Nintendo's attention because of her work in the adult film industry, the trademark she filed for the name, and for selling merchandise with Pokemon imagery. Ultimately, she had to pay Nintendo all of the money she made from merchandise sales and is now going by Digital Princess Online. So she lost every single penny. Presumably, most of her income was from merchandise sales. I can't imagine she was making that much from ad revenue or whatever it is that, you know, she was using to make money on TikTok.
I don't know if you can make money on TikTok.
I don't either.
I think that,
other than plugging your merchandise?
Yeah, I think that's all you can do, is you get sponsorships.
Some fans have pointed out that Digital Princess could get her in trouble because some may associate it with Pokemon rival Digimon. But according to her Twitter, she's confident that she won't have any legal trouble with Digimon, as none of her content or her brand has anything to do with the Digimon franchise. I don't know anything about Digimon. Do either of you?
I just know it's the sort of the GoBots to the equivalent.
Good way to put it.
Listeners that aren't familiar, in the 1980s, the Transformers were a huge brand. And still are, and there was GoBots, which was, I don't even remember the company that was behind it. You know, they were trying to compete with Transformers. They were robots that transformed. I'm sure they call it something else.
Sure.
Shifting or whatever they called it. I don't remember. But they actually had a cartoon as well. They had a GoBots cartoon, and I think Digimon also had a cartoon. So it's kind of like, you know, the poor man's Pokemon. I mean, it might be better than Pokemon.
Right.
I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
I've never played either of them.
But it's a knockoff of the original.
I presume. I mean, for all I know, it came first, and Nintendo knocked them off. You know, I honestly don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask these questions.
I don't know the answer to those either. So she stresses at the end of her video that she has no hard feelings for Nintendo. I don't know how she could possibly not have hard feelings for Nintendo, just basically nuking her career and taking all of her money from her. But she doesn't. While it is upsetting to her that she was sued by a company that was such a big part of her childhood, she insists that she will continue supporting Nintendo, saying, I'll give my soul to Nintendo. After watching this video, go buy a Switch or something. So, she evidently... It's just like you were talking about earlier with the people in jail beating themselves up for having done something bad.
Yeah.
She still supports this company that just railed her, and her attorney, based on what I've read here, did absolutely nothing to help her.
He loves me. I can't leave him.
Yeah, that's essentially what she's saying about Nintendo. And they're not the only people recently targeted by Nintendo. Nintendo lawyers hit fan-made Zelda game with a fatal copyright claim. Nintendo's legal team has swooped in once again, filing a copyright claim on a fan-made Legend of Zelda game, which has forced the project to be entirely delisted. Well-known modder Kaze Emanuar, who has been releasing a number of unofficial Nintendo-based projects over the last few years, launched a title called The Missing Link earlier this year. It made use of the very same engine from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time and aimed to bridge the gap between Ocarina and the other N64 title, Zelda Majora's Mask. Now, aren't mods 100% protected under copyright law?
Not always.
Was that what this was?
Well, essentially, he took, you know, the assets from the game, and he used the game engine. Well, yeah, that's probably not licensed. But what would be the difference? To what extent can you mod a game and it be legal and just remake the game entirely?
You can't make any money off of it. There are, like, some total reworking mods of, like, Mountain Blade Warband, right? And these just amazing mods, but they don't make any money off of it. They have to release it for free, and they can't use anything else copyrighted. So, like, you know, Mountain Blade Warband, they had the Last Days of the Third Age mod, which, you know, turned the whole medieval thing into a Lord of the Rings theme, and it was essentially a new game in and of itself, but they don't have any of the music, right? No, they had to, the mod makers had to compose all of their own music for it. So it's just their own music, their own assets, and the game's assets.
And I'm curious, because modding is a huge part of the PC gaming community.
It is. Yeah. It is, and that may be another issue here, right? Like, some game companies have the vision to understand, like Sega or, you know, others, Bethesda or whatever.
Prior to being purchased by Microsoft, it's no telling what they believe now.
Hold on, Bethesda or Sega?
Bethesda.
Okay, yeah, I heard that. I heard that news. I hadn't heard Sega was bought
it's
yet.
It's bad news. It's
yeah,
bad
it's
news
really
for
bad,
gaming,
because Bethesda was bad as it was, you know,
well,
in certain ways.
They made good games, but they made broken games.
Yes, they
but
did.
But they were very...
Wonderful games, though.
They were very open with their community.
Like, right.
I got the Skyrim Special Edition for free simply because I had the Legendary Edition of the original Skyrim. That's not going to happen under Microsoft's ownership.
And, you know, if they do anything like they did with Skype, they're going to take their intellectual property and just basically tear them up and make them worthless, or you know, make them crap.
Well, that's what all video game companies do. I mean, that's what EA has been doing since its entire existence. Origin created Ultima, which was one of the biggest RPGs ever.
Yeah.
It was
huge
the first
series.
MMO.
Yeah. And before that, there were like 10 different Ultima games, were there not?
I think there were 9.
Yeah, there was a lot.
And then Origin, the company that produced all of these games or developed all of these games, just became this crappy Steam clone that EA owned, and then they killed
Shut
that.
It down. So to go back to the modification question, it was in the mid-90s, I think, really in my experience, it was Doom that was the first game that really kind of welcomed this.
I knew it was Doom or Quake. I didn't remember which one.
It was Doom. There were all kinds of user-made levels, and this was back before the internet, where these things were being uploaded to bulletin board systems on local, you know, dial-up, basically. And since then, a lot of companies embraced this. They said, this is a way for our games to have a lifespan that would be longer than it otherwise would be, because these essentially are allowing their fans to breathe new life into these games, to give the gamers an excuse to continue playing them, continue loving them, and crafting for them, and creating for them, and making their worlds bigger and
but
more interesting.
But that bothers modern game publishers.
Nintendo hates it. So, you know,
they want you to continue paying for the game. And I think it was the CEO of Bethesda was talking about this in regard to Skyrim. He's like, you know, we missed a huge opportunity here. People bought Skyrim. They're still playing it now 7 or 8 years later.
Right. And we're not making
any money off of that. So, no, I already bought your stupid game.
We need microtransactions.
Yes. Yeah. And more DLC. And more season passes.
All stuff that should have been in the game in the first place.
That's right.
Absolutely. I oppose all of that crap.
Right.
If a game even has microtransactions, I won't play it any longer.
Right. Well, so Bethesda, you know, they sort of adopted this what was it? They bought the at some point, I don't remember when it was, but they bought like Doom.
Yeah.
Doom wasn't Bethesda
originally.
They bought
its software, I think.
Yeah. And I don't remember. Was it Bethesda that... originally Bethesda did own the Elder Scrolls series, right?
They still do.
Yeah. But back in the day, they were a different company than, I think, than they are now. And so they sort of inherited this this user community. And so I don't think they totally wanted to alienate them and say, you shall not make any more mods for, you know, whatever game comes next after Skyrim. I don't think they're going to be able to get away with that because they know their community would completely abandon them. I mean, if I don't know what percentage of Skyrim players ever adds a mod to it, but it's a It's a significant enough, well, the console's probably not as much, but it's a significant enough percentage to where they're not going to mess with that. But the Nintendo, they've always been at odds with their fans over these sorts of things, using graphics, using icons or whatever, and they just don't have that view. I just don't think they have that viewpoint.
No,
and so they'll sue you.
They sued Project M and shut them down. And for those who don't know, that was a modification for Super Smash Bros. Brawl that fixed a lot of the issues that Brawl had, like the randomized tripping and that kind of nonsense that just completely destroyed competitive play. It made it faster and more like Smash Bros. Melee. Nintendo hated it, but it was literally basically just a mod of the game. But you had to mod your console in order to use it.
Oh, wow.
And that was where
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, the Wii was super easy to mod, man. That was the best part about it. Wow. Nintendo cannot fix their overflow glitches. And it's just perpetually their Zelda games that have them. We're going to get into other news, though. Vincent has a story. Are there concentration camps in Canada right now that are being disguised as... What are they calling them? Quarantine camps?
Quarantine isolation camps.
We're going to get into
Sounds
that.
Like fun.
Yeah, doesn't it? Cold breakfast. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of U.S. dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. U.S. Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the U.S. dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DinoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And Ian, tell us about AnyPay. Apparently you have news.
There's something new, and that's AnyPay 2.0 that launched, actually it was a little earlier this summer, but it's official now, and we can talk about it, that and how AnyPay 2.0 makes crypto payments even easier.
Oh, this is the AnyPay QR code?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it.
Isn't it great?
It is.
Basically, it used to be old AnyPay, AnyPay 1.0, you had to tell the cashier, okay, I want to pay with Bitcoin Cash, or I want to pay with Dash, or I want to pay with Bitcoin, or whatever, like the, of the different options that they have. And the cashier, you know, could have to choose the option, and a new QR code comes up, and you scan that code, and you make the payment, and it's fine. But sometimes the payment would take, like, 3 seconds, which is, in most cases, a lot faster than a credit card. But sometimes it would be, like, 10 seconds. And then you're starting to wait, and you're like, okay, somebody's standing behind me, and it's, like, it's getting a little, it's taking a little bit too long. So it was kind of a bit of a range. Well, they've completely retooled the system. They've made it. Now, I'm not going to get into the technicals of how it works.
I've noticed that it often pops up as paid now before my wallet even pops up saying transaction sent.
Yeah, it is that fast. You are not exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
I've seen that happen as well. And so AnyPay 2.0 is super fast, and that's awesome. But there's a problem. And the problem is some wallets, including some popular ones like Coinomi.
Yeah, but no one should be using Coinomi at this point.
Well, look, the fact is a lot of people are. And they've got a large installed user base. And obviously we want their experience to be good too. So the sure. idea is, hey, if you are using Coinomi or you're using Exodus, which is also otherwise a very, very good wallet, there's a few of them that are out there that are just not compatible with this new technology that AnyPay has put into play. If you're using certain wallets like Edge Wallet, you're good to go. If you're using Hand Cash for Bitcoin SV, you're good to go. If you're using Bitcoin.com's wallet, you're good to go. Dash Wallet, you're all set. But Coinomi, it's not going to work at all. So if you're a Coinomi user...
It will work, but you have to change the cryptocurrency.
No, I don't think Coinomi will work at all.
Really?
I think you're wrong about that.
I used to use Coinomi.
Have you used it since AnyPay 2.0?
No, I'm saying they had the customer, not the customer, the person working mm-hmm. there has to change it to Bitcoin Cash, and then it would still work.
I don't think it will.
Really?
I think you're wrong about that.
Well, Coinomi just sucks all around then.
Yeah, there's just certain wallets out there, they just don't have what it takes to be a payments wallet. They're fine for, like, holding crypto, but to actually go out in real life and use it, no, they're not good for it. They don't have the new technology that AnyPay has. And when I say new, I mean, like, circa 2015. So they're way behind the ball on this. They need to hear from their users. They need to hear from people who are Coinomi fans, people who love that wallet, that use that wallet. And AnyPay will help you do this. They'll help you reach out to Coinomi and contact them. They've actually been in touch with Coinomi, and it seems like they're taking this pretty seriously, and they've said they're going to implement changes, but it wouldn't hurt to hear from a few more folks. So if you love Coinomi or Exodus Wallet or some of these other wallets that just don't work with AnyPay 2.0, go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade, and they'll tell you more about why these wallets don't work. They'll get into a little bit of technical explanation for what's going on sort of behind the scenes, and then they'll give you some contact information that you can use, you know, their Twitter or the Coinomi's email, and you can reach out to their support and just let them know that you would like to use Coinomi or Exodus or whatever to pay with AnyPay, and they'll give you instructions. So AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. This is an important step, and we're going through growing pains here. The sort of the ecosystem of
sure.
of Bitcoin making it useful, making crypto useful, and for payments. And so the wallets, they just got to get caught up. That's it.
That's true. But, I mean, crypto itself, people have to become willing to actually go out there and spend it and make purchases.
Oh, yeah.
And I suspect outside of, like, Portsmouth and Keene, there isn't a whole lot of that.
For what it's worth, I figured I'd put it on the radio.
Sure.
I don't disagree with you, but I know we've got some crypto fans in our audience
absolutely.
Who want the best for cryptocurrency. And so if you use Coinomi or Exodus Wallet, then you qualify to send them a message. So AnyPayInc.com/upgrade.
So, Vincent, you brought in
yes.
a number of bits and pieces about this particular story. Can you, you sent me a video. Can you set it up for me? What is going on here?
Absolutely. So in order to understand what's going on in Canada regarding the coronavirus lockdown and quarantine, you have to understand that Canada has its own Dr. Fauci, and her name is Teresa Tam.
Mm.
And I saw, I mean, probably one of the most horrifying things I've seen come out, like, politically from Canada is a video of her for some sort of, like, Discovery Channel type, you know, like, hypothetical scenario for a pandemic that ended up being very similar to what we're seeing now. And this was recorded a few years ago. And a plot point in the documentary was that some people would refuse to self-quarantine, so the government and you know, would have to literally snatch them and put them into quarantine isolation centers. And I'm watching the documentary with her in it, and literally, you know, they have, like, reenactments and stuff with actors. They have, you know, police actors, you know, grabbing someone and throwing them into a van, and it cuts back to Teresa Tam saying how great that's going to be. So
this is, by the way, the same woman we reported before this year during this whole COVID crackdown. She's telling Canadians to expect social distancing for 2 to 3 years, I believe, the last is what I heard from her. So all the COVID crackdown stuff she's saying, it's not going to let up anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. She's an absolute monster tyrant. And so this is who's in charge of her. And this is who they gave political power to, right? The same mm-hmm. thing that they did in the UK to the guy, forget the guy's name. The same thing we did to Fauci. So a few weeks ago, and I had the hardest time finding, like, you know, like articles to use as sources just because, you know, Google and all the big tech companies, they made it very clear that anything that they consider fake news or goes against the grain is going to get deleted or buried under search results. So it's been very difficult to find this. In Quebec, a few weeks to here, in September 10th, okay, so about more than a month ago, they had a doctor, Dr. Jacques Girard said during, you know, it's not like some secret hidden camera, you know, footage or anything. This is at a press conference. He openly talks about people who refuse to self-isolate getting forcibly put in to isolation camps by the police. And or not isolate, not camps. So he's called it a facility, right? It's a government facility.
So are these people who tested positive for COVID-19, or is this random people?
People who, it has to be COVID-related, right?
For now.
Yeah, exactly, for now. And what we come to today, so that's going on in Quebec. So today
it's not a camp, it's a playground. You
it's
just
a
can't
facility.
Leave.
It's a health facility. And so what's...
Well, not being able to leave is the problem.
Well,
the rest of it I'm okay
place.
With. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's getting worse, and we might have found a paper trail. So for the video we have lined up, this is in Ontario, right, which is where, the capital mm-hmm. of Canada is, where a member of parliament brings to, brings it up on I forget what they call it, in the house.
The floor.
The floor, thank you. Yes, the floor, a RFI, which is a RFI.
Request for information?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I don't know if we have like different names for it up there. RFI that calls for private contractors, right, independent private contractors, to provide for facilities to put Canadians in due to a health crisis.
So they want to build a facility?
Yes. To the language here
They're
I have in
ready.
Front of me. Yeah, it's
They're
very scary.
All right.
And is that in this video that we're about to play?
Yes.
Excellent. Stay tuned. We're going to listen to that. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
On a multidimensional probe, the Cisco Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Cisco's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Baybooks at Bay.com for more.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Supreme Court confirmation hearings continue. Judge Amy Barrett describes her and her family's reaction to the George Floyd arrest.
Very, very personal for my family. I was there, and my 17-year-old daughter, Vivian, who's adopted from Haiti, all of this was erupting. It was very difficult for her. We wept together in my room, and then it was also difficult for my daughter, Juliet, who's 10. I had to try to explain some of this to them. I mean, my children to this point in their lives have had the benefit of growing up in a cocoon where they have not yet experienced hatred or violence. And for Vivian, you know, to understand that there would be a risk to her brother or the son she might have one day of that kind of brutality has been an ongoing conversation. It's a difficult one for us, like it is for Americans all over the country.
Confirmation hearings continue this week. USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday declined to take up congressional Democrats' lawsuit against President Trump. The complaint claimed Trump had been violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution by personally profiting off of foreign governments without congressional consent. The High Court refused to rehear the case, so a federal appellate court ruling will stand, stating that the members of Congress lacked standing to pursue their claim. As Americans wait for a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19 on Monday, Johnson & Johnson paused the advanced clinical trial of its experimental vaccine due to an unexplained illness in one of the volunteers. Tuesday, the drug maker said it didn't know immediately whether the ill volunteer was a vaccine candidate or a placebo recipient, and that it had little information about the illness itself. Sunday, Johnson & Johnson said it informed the study's independent data safety monitoring board, and they are reviewing the illness. Mathia Mamman with J&J said, it's not unusual for unexpected illnesses to occur in large studies over their duration, and sometimes they have nothing to do with the drug candidate itself. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio is Aria, Vincent, and Ian. And we're going to go now to this video that we're talking about. This is from the House Chamber and the Ontario Parliament. I have to unmute it first. I'm incompetent.
Member for Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
Thank you, Speaker. My question is to the Premier. In my supplemental question yesterday, I asked this government if the people of Ontario should prepare for internment camps. In September, the federal government posted a call for expressions of interest for contractors to supply, provide, and manage quarantine isolation camps throughout every province and every territory in Canada. These quarantine isolation camps, however, are not limited to people with COVID, but provide a wide latitude for many people to be detained. Surely this government is aware of the intentions to build these isolation camps from coast to coast. And my question to the Premier is, how many of these camps will be built, and how many people does this government expect to detain?
Government House Leader.
And under what circumstances also? will they be? Because he was suggesting that there's more than just COVID that could be put in there. What about people with so-called oppositional defiance disorder? Have you heard about that one?
That's the mental disorder that we have because we don't obey authority, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's a disease. You need help.
I don't need help. The people who bow to the state need help.
Well,
they're the crazy
ones. They're the ones building the
facility. But the inmates are running the asylum here.
Yeah.
and I think the premier, on Premier of Ontario, premier is like governors. It's the governor of a province. And this is actually Rob Ford's brother, apparently.
The crack-smoking mayor of Toronto.
And apparently he was a damn good mayor. He's probably better than his brother here.
Well, he did smoke crack, so he was at least probably a real human being.
He would walk to his office instead of take the government provided chauffeur because he said the city was spending too much tax money. So he was a decent mayor. It's a shame he died.
I don't think he was a decent person at all. He's a hypocrite.
Well, I mean, for a mayor of Toronto, you think he was decent.
You know, how many people did the Toronto police put in jail for drug violations under this particular mayor?
And did he actually smoke crack?
It was on video.
Did he do this while in office?
Yes
he did.
And I think he
did. He lose office because of this?
I believe he had to. Did he resign? Remember that?
We covered.
No,
it.
I think he died. Well, he did die, but I think he stood a chance of getting reelected, but he died due to health related things.
Yeah, he was very obese, and smoking crack. Not a good combo.
No, well, smoking crack is probably not a good idea under the best of circumstances. I have to be honest, if I had a choice between two mayors, and one of them smoked crack and one of them didn't, the one that didn't smoke crack would be far more likely to get my vote.
The one that didn't smoke crack?
Yes. Okay. The one who did smoke crack would have to preach some real hardcore libertarian philosophy to get
this guy
me.
Was not a libertarian.
Well, I don't know. Most of the terrible mayors I've ever encountered didn't smoke, or to the best of my knowledge, didn't smoke crack. So let's try something
new.
No,
but a crackhead would be unpredictable.
Well, I know, and I think that's true. Better than being predictably awful.
He was like a conservative, basically. He wasn't special.
So let's hear the premier's answer here.
Speaker, it is very true that when people leave the country and when they come back in, that the province is suggesting, and the federal government, in cooperation with the federal government, we are suggesting that people isolate themselves.
Hold on.
So, yeah, he totally avoids the question.
It doesn't sound like a suggestion to me, usually, when the government does these things, right? Like, he's using the term, we're suggesting. Is it a suggestion in Ontario province that you quarantine, or is it an order? Is it a demand?
Is it a suggestion that you wear a mask would be my first question.
That is another good question.
No, and in the RF5 that the member of parliament is referring to, it's called, they call it requirements, federal requirements associated with COVID-19 pandemic responses.
Yeah. So this is typical government doublespeak or whatever. They're using terms, making it sound like, hey, look, it's just a suggestion. Hey, buddy, we're just suggesting that you get into this cattle car here. Poke.
And he's counting on the people being stupid, and unfortunately, due to the amount of the applause after his non-answer, he was right.
Well, they're all politicians in this room, right?
Yes.
And he gave a politician's answer, so obviously they would applaud it. I mean,
well, certainly whoever
they don't
on his
want
team,
an honest answer.
Whichever of them are on his team are going to applaud this.
Not only here in the province of Ontario, but across Canada, and we will, of course, be redoubling our efforts to make sure that the people of the province of Ontario remain safe, Mr. Speaker. So if the member is referring to the fact that that one of the public health policies is that when you return from a jurisdiction outside of the province of Ontario or from another country that you isolate yourself for 2 weeks, I would suggest that has been a good policy that has been working. In fact, this House has been doing the same thing since we came back. We are working in cohorts to make sure that...
Now, he says here, because he said a lot of words there, but what he basically said is our requirement that people voluntarily isolate themselves has been good. It's not voluntary if it's required.
That's correct.
That the Legislative Assembly can continue to operate. That's why we have two separate cohorts, Mr. Speaker.
Response.
The cooperation of the official opposition. That is why all members of the independents have been excluded from that cohort, because we want them to be able to participate in debate. So we'll continue to do everything in our power to make sure that this House continues, but that the people of the province of Ontario and Canada are kept safe. Again,
hold on. Pause me here again.
Sure.
I gotta say, the word cohort, I had never really heard used in any sort of, besides like, hey, buddy, or whatever, like, you're my cohorts, right? Like, I'd heard it used in that circumstance, but never in any sort of significant way. I'm seeing it thrown around since COVID. I actually had to look it up. Like, he just used it a multiple
times. I considered it more like partner. Is that a Canadian thing, maybe, Vincent?
Well, cohort is, I think it's like a Latin word. It's like a Roman military.
Well, I mean, just in Canadian culture, is that a word that gets thrown around a lot?
I'm French Canadian. I don't know what the blokes say.
Okay. I didn't just see it in French or Canadian news.
Okay.
I'd seen it elsewhere. And essentially, it is a group of subjects who share a defining characteristic. So it's sort of a subgroup, basically, within. And so he's like, oh, well, with all the word salad that you expect from a politician. It's just a volunteer. It's, you know, we're just suggesting, and we're in cohorts. Look, you should do what we're doing. We're doing it right here. Just do what we're doing. We're going to make you.
And the important part is he's focusing on the travel aspect, right, which is not what the MP brought up. It has nothing to do with travel, as you'll say.
So he didn't answer the question.
No.
Here's the RFP, and in the RFP, it uses clear language
request
to express
for proposal
that these caps can be used for a broad spectrum of people, not limited to travelers. Indeed, it doesn't even mention international travelers. It's just a broad latitude of people. And I'll send over the copy of the RFP after. So your government must be in negotiations and aware of these plans to potentially detain and isolate citizens and residents of our country and our province. So, Speaker, to the Premier, where will these camps be built? How many people will be detained? And for what reasons? For what reasons can people be kept in these isolation camps? And I'd like to have the Premier assure the people of Ontario.
Member, take a seat.
What the hell happened?
I don't know, some parliamentary nonsense. I would
did they cut him off? It's the end of the video.
And this was a next video question that he himself posted.
Next question.
Wow, next question.
Now, there was a cut there.
There was. There was a noticeable cut.
And this was posted, what, last week? It's pretty fresh.
Yeah. And the video that I posted, that was posted by the MP himself. So I imagine if it was a more full
he would have posted it.
Yeah, but he would have posted it.
So they
very
just
disturbing
straight cut him off
yeah
and went, next question.
Yeah, and it's not being reported anywhere except by Rebel News, which is like the Breitbart of Canada. Which yeah.
You have more on this?
We can talk about the implications. Yeah, yeah, but
I mean, I'd love to talk about that, sure. This is bad.
This is very bad.
Yeah.
This is an MP trying to grill the Premier on what is actually happening in Canada.
Well,
and
don't worry, it can't happen here.
Oh, that's what they like to say. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And I've got an awesome story I want to get into later from news.bitcoin.com all about this televend, this bot for the app Telegram, from which you can buy drugs. It's pretty cool. It comes to us from news.bitcoin.com. Sweet. Because Bitcoin.com, they have everything you would need to know about cryptocurrency, including the latest news and developments. They also have a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com. They even have an exchange if you're not in the United States and you don't mind, or if you don't mind breaking the rules and know how to use a VPN. You can find that at exchange.bitcoin.com. They have everything you need to know about cryptocurrency, so go check it out. Again, that's bitcoin.com. The trading platform is local.bitcoin.com. I cannot recommend the site more highly, and I can't wait to get into that news article. But before we do, let's go to the phones. We've got Connor calling from Rhode Island. Connor, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Are you with us?
Get ready.
Hello. There's a lot of movement there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, guys. I actually have no idea who any of you guys are. No offense. There was an individual by the name of Colin James who had been trolling a lot of progressive forums. And avoiding debate.
I suspect you probably know who I am.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Not everyone has heard of you.
I imagine most progressives have. Have you heard of the Satanist transsexual anarchist running for sheriff in New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Huh? I'm not your cousin.
No, that's a joke. I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is.
See, anyway. I told you, Aria. You're getting too big for your britches over there.
He's a progressive. How does he not know that? Okay.
Not everyone reads the news.
Huh? I never said I'm a progressive.
Oh, well, we were told you were a progressive.
You just assumed my political affiliation.
Yeah?
Anyway, guys, I'm not here to mess with you. Basically, this guy wanted to debate libertarianism in general, but he was scared and he kind of kept running away from the debate. And he told me about this show. So he told me to call in and debate libertarianism as a philosophy.
Cool. So you wanted to talk to some people who wouldn't run away from a debate. Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Exactly. Yeah, because I like debate.
All right. So what would you like to say?
6 months. So, well, I guess I guess you got, I don't really know anything about you guys, so I don't know where you fall in the libertarian spectrum.
I'm a voluntarist. Hi, my name's Ian.
Okay. You said you're Keynesian?
Voluntarist. My name is Ian. Ian Freeman, that's my name. I don't know how these other two would describe themselves.
For shock effect, I would say anarchist, but, I mean, as people drill into my philosophy, they find out that I am, in fact, a voluntarist.
Mm-hmm. And your name?
Arya. Arya Demetso.
Mm-hmm. And Vincent?
Okay.
My name is Vincent. I haven't really given that very much thought to it.
Okay, so you got three different people here, so we'll try to give you answers to whatever you want, you know, whatever you want to talk about.
So are you guys like, all right, I'll just go through the questions, right? So are you guys anti-government?
Yes. I am anti-coercion, and usually government is coercive, so by default, the answer would be yes. But if you could have, like, a government that was voluntary, then you can have that. That's cool.
That's true. It's not impossible. I'm anti-state.
Yeah.
The state is a type of government that utilizes force and coercion in order to achieve its end.
Right. Like, if you want to hire somebody to tell you what to do, like a dominatrix or something like that, then, I mean, you can be governed all you want to.
Okay. I got you. So are you guys, what about, like, so obviously if you're anti-government, you're anti-Fed. But if
Federal
you're
Reserve.
Government, are you pro gold standard? Because I know a lot of libertarians are gold standard, but it's kind of hard to maintain a gold standard without a government. So, like, what would you guys use for currency? You guys just barter? Like,
well, it would be easy to use gold as a currency. There's no need for a gold standard or a something that doesn't represent gold. Not when the Utah gold backs and the Nevada gold backs and soon the New Hampshire gold backs exist. These allow us to spend gold in a
gold?
Plus.
So, okay, so if we had that government today, how do I get that gold?
You can go, I think, on upma.org and order it.
I don't think he understood the answer to the question.
But with what currency? So, but what I'm saying is...
Okay, hold on. Let me take a crack at this one here. Hold on. Before you go on with further question.
Hold on, Connor.
So the gold standard, as I understand it, is some sort of a thing that governments decide, this shall be what a gold, you know, ounce of gold is worth or whatever.
What they tether their currency to.
Or whatever, yeah. Some sort of thing like that. I don't think there needs to be any kind of central bank or treasury government goons telling me what money should be. We have money that the market can provide. Gold is one example, but a better, newer example in a lot of ways is cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. I can actually buy gold and things like that with Bitcoin, so I don't need to stop between and go to the dollar or anything like that. So if the dollar disappeared tomorrow or something, we have all kinds of other things that can act as money and act much more honestly as money than the government money systems of the world. Don't you agree?
Well, so I do like the idea of cryptocurrency as a theory. I like blockchain.
As a theory?
In theory, yeah, so I like blockchain. Yeah, absolutely.
The theory has become reality, right? Like cryptocurrency.
Well, he likes the idea of it, is what I think he's trying
to say.
So
what part about do you not
like? The implementation.
That's what you could presume. So what part do you not like?
Okay, how do you control for price fluctuations? I mean, you've seen what happens to Bitcoin.
Well, one Bitcoin is still one Bitcoin. It's because the USD is unreliable and constantly changing in value. But one Bitcoin is still one Bitcoin.
The market hasn't really found a level for Bitcoin yet either. I mean, maybe at some point it will settle down. And if you're worried about price fluctuation, then you can get into what's called a stable coin. Now, for listeners that aren't familiar, a stable coin is a cryptocurrency token that is backed by a thing. Now, there are stable coins that are backed by government monies like dollars or, you know, yen or whatever. And then there's also stable coins that are backed by gold and or silver. So you can have a cryptocurrency token that's actually backed by gold if you want to. In fact, I even have a debit card issued by Uphold.com. They're not a sponsor. I've got this thing. I like to try out the crypto debit cards. And now Uphold, which is kind of like an online wallet. It's not a real wallet, per se. It's sort of like a Coinbase thing where they control your keys. But they have, in their inventory of different cryptos that you can hold, they added recently a gold-backed crypto token. So you can actually...
Okay, so when you say they, I think this is very important because I think we're talking in circles, right?
Okay.
The important part is, okay, so who is... ultimately managing it, because you keep saying, oh, they will put this
up. Yeah, Uphold. Sorry if I wasn't clear. Uphold is one of these companies that manages your keys for your cryptocurrency for you. Therefore, it's not a real crypto wallet in that, like, I have real crypto wallet. It's called Edge Wallet or Exodus Wallet or one of these other ones where I control my keys and there's nobody else who is in control of those. Uphold is where they control the keys, so they're in control of the funds. Yeah. But one of the benefits of that...
Uphold?
Huh?
Who is Uphold?
And well, they're not the U.S. government.
Some company.
So who elected the CEO? Who voted
I don't
for
care.
The CEO of Uphold?
I have no idea.
If he doesn't like them, he can just go to a different company.
Yeah, look, the reason I use the Uphold card
is... a different company. So again, so Uphold will say the price fluctuation is one. Another company will say the price fluctuation. So you're going to have different values at different companies. And this is the same
problem. Okay, hold on, Connor.
Hold on, Connor.
I let you go for a while. I'm not going to...
Well, you don't understand what you're talking about.
I haven't actually said anything here yet.
I understand.
No, you really don't.
Okay, Connor, I need you to hold on, or I'm going to put you on hold for a moment.
No.
Okay, you can keep saying no all you want. I'll put you on hold. Look, what you're not understanding here is that these fluctuations that you're talking about, they exist in the United States dollar. Who elected the CEO of Wells Fargo is as valid as a question as you're asking Ian about Uphold. You're asking him to justify his system when it's identical. It's actually superior to your system because the state hasn't, you know, come in and absolutely destroyed it. But your system has all of these same problems.
Well, but wait a minute. Plus, I wasn't even talking about the dollar. I was talking about a gold-backed crypto token. So we're not
like
even in the realm
or something.
Right. I forget which one it is. It wasn't PAX, but it was one of these other ones where it's like an ounce of gold that backs this crypto token, which can be divisible down to however many decimal points. The point I was trying to make was. This card that they issue a debit card, and I can link whichever Uphold wallet that I want to. So if I want to link my Dash wallet to it, if I want to link my Bitcoin wallet to it, if I want to link my Cash wallet to it, if I want to link my Gold wallet to it, I can do that. And then every time I swipe that card at a point of purchase, it actually takes the, if I link the Gold wallet, it will take the appropriate amount out, it will convert that into dollars and send that to the merchant. Same thing's true of Dash. So it's a killer app.
Are you still with us, Connor?
Okay. Crypto makes that possible. Not governments.
Okay. Am I off mute again?
Yes, sir.
Or did you guys, I couldn't tell if you guys muted me or not.
You're here. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Good. I wanted to make sure I can have a conversation. So, you guys actually hit on something very, very crucial a few minutes ago. Who elected the CEO of Wells Fargo?
Why should I care?
Like the board of directors?
No, because we should care.
I put you on hold because I thought you said something you can't say.
Governmental institutions, whether they be economic, but whatever they are, who controls those?
Well, Connor, stay tuned because we talk about
this. That's a good question.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.